Hello. Welcome to Wombats and the Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. Each week, it's my chance to play for you songs I love. And I occasionally put in some oddball thing, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call that a wombat. So that's my title, Wombats and Music. We're coming to you from Emory & Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. I'm going to start off with a very high energy piece. It's by a group called Crooked Still, and I'd like to read to you what I found out about them. Just a brief introduction to who Crooked Still are. Let's see. The string, they are known for their high energy, technical skill, unusual instrumentation, and innovative acoustic style. You're going to hear that. And the string band style is variously described as progressive bluegrass, folk country, and Americana. The lead singer, Aoife O'Donovan, O'Donovan states that the band is playing its own sort of continuation on the bluegrass tradition that began in the U.S. with Bill Monroe and Jimmy Martin. And this particular song is called Orphan Girl. Crooked Still playing Orphan Girl. Well, next up is a country artist, Kathy Matea. She was born and raised in West Virginia, dropped out of college to go to Nashville and start her career, and has an incredible voice. I heard this song at a friend's house 20 years ago or so. They were just playing it in background. I caught on to it immediately. I just loved it and learned to sing it. It's one of the songs I perform, of course. You know, if you have a song you perform, you like to think of the artist that does it the way you'd like to do it. And that's Kathy Matea in this case. And I would never, I'll never do it as well as her. But I love this song. It's a Christmas song. We're in the Christmas season now, December. And this one catches a different kind of flavor for the whole thing.
blessed Marcy, the great mediator, down from the regions of glory descend. Shepherds go worship the babe in a manger, nor for a God the bright angels attend. Brightest and best of songs of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thy name. Star in the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer was laid. Are shining, though lies his bed with the beasts of the storm. Angels adore him in slumber reclining, wise men and shepherds before him do fall.
Kathy Mattea singing Brightest and Best. I was in a Christmas show in New York for a number of years. We had an amateur chorus that would come on and sing with the professionals. And that song, we often did it, they would pick the eight best singers, two in each part, and sing Brightest and Best. Beautiful harmony. And I was always jealous because I was one of about four or five basses. I never got picked. My best friend, Abe Gershowitz, always got picked, and usually another bass. And I thought maybe some year I'll be there. But they were always wonderful singers. And that song, I'd always loved that song. But then I heard Kathy Mattea's version. Her version is in a minor key. And the version we sang in the Christmas Revels in New York was in a major key. So it's a very different kind of song. Well, I think we're staying in a minor key. The next group is Mora, Smiley, and Voco. And they're not that well known, but they have tremendous energy and bluegrass kind of harmony and traditional instruments, banjo, fiddle, guitar kind of thing. So, and Mora, I think she plays flute or some kind of wind instrument. You'll hear it in there. And I've got a song later in this show that's an instrumental with Mora playing some sort of wind instrument. So, this is Mora Smiley and Voco, that's the group sings with her, singing The Cuckoo, their arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
That was Maura Smiley and her group Voco singing The Cuckoo, which is a traditional folk song, goes back a ways, but that's their arrangement. Well, next up is Gretchen Peters. My wife and I saw her recently at the Barter Theater. Mountain Stage is an NPR show that plays nationally once a week. It's recorded live, often at the Lincoln Theater in Marion, Virginia. But this is the time they decided to, well, they did it at the Barter Theater, the first time it had ever been done at the Barter. And a live, somehow recording a live radio show has some excitement to it that you feel. It's first of all, it's a live show, but secondly, you know that thousands, perhaps millions, will hear this. And Gretchen Peters is from Nashville. She was born in Bronxville, New York, oddly enough, and moved to Nashville and has had quite a career there. She's one of those people who I think has as much talent as any of the great stars, but never quite broke into the big time. She was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame for songwriters and a wonderful performer. This song is called 5 Minutes, and it's exactly 5 minutes long. I'm sure that's not just coincidence. And it tells a story, and the ability of a singer to tell a story. I often express my theory that humans, before they could talk, they could vocalize and they sang to each other, that the way they conveyed danger and situations was by singing. And so here is something which has, and even if you didn't understand the words, I think you'd get the emotional content of it, or some of it. So this is Gretchen Peters singing 5 Minutes.
I've got 5 minutes to sneak a cigarette, 5 minutes to myself. Back behind the screen door of Andy's Luncheonette, and I ain't got time to worry about my health. My boss Andy says I smoke myself to death, Andy, he reminds me some of you. Back when you were Romeo and I was Juliet, West Texas, Capulet, and Montague. Now I don't think too much about you anymore. We weren't much more than kids. It was nearly 20 years ago I shut and locked that door. Now I've got 5 minutes, not much time to reminisce. Most nights I come home from work and I pour a glass of wine. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 before I stop. And Jesse makes a sandwich if I sleep through supper time. And she leaves me on the couch to sleep it off. Now Jesse just turned 17. She's wild as she can be, and there ain't nothing I can do. Last weekend she ran off to meet a boy in Tennessee, just like I used to run to you. And I gave her hell when she came home this afternoon. Mascara running down her face. Seems like history repeats itself, and it ain't up to you. And in 5 minutes, your whole life can change. I can see it in his eyes. He'd love to take your place. But something deep inside me just withers up and dies. To make love to him and only see your face. Somehow I've let myself go gently down the street. Between the working and the living and the ghosts that haunt my dreams, I've got 5 minutes and I'm gonna smoke this cigarette.
That was 5 minutes. The name of the song and the duration by Gretchen Peters. Soldier, Soldier. I think the Kingston Trio or Peter, Paul, or Mary, one of the others, made that a popular song back in the 50s. And I liked it. It was a nice, gentle, kind of fun song. Natalie Merchant, who's going to sing it next, makes it rock. Natalie Merchant grew up in a home that her parents, her mother in particular, didn't allow them to watch TV and listen to the radio and hear music. So the only music she heard was the music her mother chose, which was mostly classical. Although once they went to a Styx concert, she said people were smoking pot and throwing up, and it scared her half to death, but she was very impressed. Anyway, at age 19, she left and joined a band called 10,000 Maniacs. She was the lead singer and lyricist at 19 and went on to have a wonderful career I haven't heard of her that much, but this song alone will give you an idea of who she is and what she does. So this is a version of Soldier, Soldier, Will You Marry Me? And but this one, I the word I use, rocks. Soldier, Soldier by Natalie Merchant. Now we're going back to my college years, I guess. Well, no, I take it back. 1988, long after my college years. Tracy Chapman. Tracy Chapman, she's a, I guess the correct term is African-American, grew up in the Boston area, attended Tufts University, and came out with a song called Fast Car that just blew me and many others away, and had a number of other songs. She was never, I don't think she ever had a number one hit, but many of her songs were top on my list, and this is one of them. It's she has, her voice quality has some sort of a poignant cry, almost calling for help, but not from you or me, but from the universe, and it feels deep, and this song catches that. This is called Baby, Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman.
Sorry, forgive me, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like forgive me, forgive me. Say, baby.
Tracy Chapman singing Baby Can I Hold You. Change of pace coming up. This is Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard's a country music singer, and he's served some time in jail. He's leads a led a rough life, and went through a number of different transitions along the way. I like this song a lot. This is a Christmas song, or sort of. It's If We Can Make It Through December by Merle Haggard. And he's talking about a family that's run on hard times in December, and they've just got to get through Christmas. And he's trying to explain to the kids why there won't be any presents this year. But if they can just make it through this month, everything's going to work out all right. So this is Merle Haggard, If We Can Make It Through December.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard, wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December, it's meant to be the happy time of year, and my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
That was Merle Haggard, If We Make It Through December. Well, time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. And I like to remind myself and you, I have more fun picking out the songs than almost anything I could do. I listen to things. Every time I hear a new song on a TV show or in a movie or anywhere, I'll grab it if I like it. And it doesn't happen as often as I would like. I may listen to 20 or 30 songs, and all of a sudden one will just sneak in. I've got one of those coming up later. But a lot of these I found somewhere back down the line and just put them in my treasure chest and pull them out when I need them. This is one of those. This is Maura Smiley again. And she likes to do arrangements, a lot of a cappella harmony and stuff, and also some good instruments sometimes. This one is called Parting Friends. It's a traditional song. I've been in groups that sang it or versions of it, but her version is a little unique because she doesn't hesitate to change the harmonies or anything else. So this is Maura Smiley singing Parting Friends.
Farewell, my friends, I'm bound for Canaan. I'm traveling through the wilderness. Your company has been delightful. You who doth leave my mind distressed. I go away behind. Bye.
That was Maura Smiley, and completely a cappella. I mentioned earlier that I have a theory that before humans could speak, they could sing. And they think about all the things that a voice can do to communicate information, like Morse code, almost. But there's volume. Of course, there's the voice itself. Each voice is different, but there's volume, there's a tempo, timing, how long a note lasts, whether it slides up or down, whether it has a crying quality. There are all sorts of things that one voice could do. But then I got thinking, two voices. If people wanted to tell a story and didn't have words, two voices, you can get different harmonies and different arrangements. And I wouldn't be surprised, or I'd like to think, that before we had language, we had people singing things in harmony, communicating to others stories and information using more than one voice, like the harmony we just heard. Well, next up is a song called The Book of Love by Peter Gabriel. I first heard it, it was the final show of a TV series about doctors, and the lead actor, the protagonist, was walking around saying goodbye to all the people he'd known. He was leaving the hospital. That's the way the story ended. And many of the people he said goodbye to were people who had little parts. You know, they were in some room somewhere, a janitor or whatever. But he went up to each one of them and bid them goodbye. And it had a wonderful feel to it. And in the background, this song was playing, and I hadn't heard it before. It's called The Book of Love by Peter Gabriel. And it captured me almost more than any song has. And I love it. It's just a wonderful song for me. Peter Gabriel singing The Book of Love.
Instructions for dancing, but I love it when you read to me, and you can read me anything. The Book of Love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it's just transcendental. Some of it's just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. I love it when you give me things.
Book of Love by Peter Gabriel. Next up is someone I don't know much about, Jacob Dylan. He's an American singer-songwriter and was the lead singer and composer for a rock band, The Wallflowers. Apparently, he's moved on to some other kind of music because this is closer to country. And it's just something I heard recently and kind of enjoyed. I don't know much about it. It's called Nothing But the Whole Wide World.
Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing. Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing. Got nothing but the whole wide world to gain. I'm here on the blacktop, the sun in my eyes. Women and country on my mind. Bolting me out over the borderline. Now there's no more love lost and no more shame. No more digging holes or graves. Got nothing to lose but rivets and chains. Got nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing. Got nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing. Got nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Stable and built like an ox. Down in the pastures I learned how to walk. My mama, she raised me to sing and just let him talk. Said no rich man's worth his weight in dust. I'll bury him down same as they'll do us. God wants us busy, never giving up. He wants nothing but the whole wide world for us. Nothing but the whole wide world for us. Nothing, nothing, wants nothing but the whole wide world for us. Nothing, nothing, wants nothing but the whole wide world for us. Get no love. Never was too good at either of them. I'm here for adventure, whichever way it comes. But we're good as an angel that won't catch up. I'm free falling now and I'm ready enough. I give my tears and I give my blood. I give nothing but the whole wide world for one. Nothing but the whole wide world for one. Nothing. Nothing, give nothing but the whole wide world for one. Nothing, nothing, give nothing but the whole wide world for one.
Was Jacob Dylan singing Nothing But the Whole Wide World. This next song is a special one to me. I mentioned earlier that for many years, I think 8 years, I lost count somewhere, I was in an amateur chorus that performed on Broadway, 96th Street and Broadway, not exactly the theater district. There is a theater there called Symphony Space, and they do a lot of community productions and stuff. And every year, for many years, we did something called the Christmas Revels. A man named John Langstaff had started it in Boston originally and moved it to New York for years, then it had died out and started up again. And our chorus leader was a guy named Jerry Epstein, who just died recently, and one of my musical mentors and one of the finest musicians I ever knew. And he was the guy that picked the eight people to sing brightest and best every year and didn't pick me. Jerry was just a wonderful person to work with. His talent, he could make anyone better. And I think a lot of what little I have, I learned from Jerry. Anyway, in the Christmas Revels, Jerry introduced us to, he was the musical director. He got us to sing Around, one of those things like Row, Row Your Boat. This one's called Welcome to Our Savior. And we would often start the show with it. And we'd line up. The chorus was usually about, there were four parts, of course, the basses, tenors, altos, and sopranos. And usually four people in each part. So there'd be about 16 of us in the chorus. And sometimes more. There were some extra singers in there. And we would line up at the back of the theater. The theater would be darkened. And one group, and actually the four parts were group by voice. And each one was in a different corner. I remember I was often in the lower right-hand corner at the back of the theater, but there was a group in the balcony above me, and then one in the far corner, one in the balcony. So, and this is a song we sang. It was called Welcome to Our Savior, and this is a recording from the Christmas Revels. I think this particular version is from the Boston Revels, but it would sound the same. So this is a Christmas round, and it's sung by... the Boston Christmas Revels group, the amateur chorus, and I love the harmonies in this song, and whenever I get a chance, I teach it to people. It's a little tricky to learn. It's not one you can just teach in 2 minutes, but still, it's not that hard, and this is Welcome to Our Savior.
Welcome to our Savior on this Christmas day, who comes from highest heaven so far away.
Welcome to our Savior on this Christmas Day.
That was Welcome to Our Savior, and just a beautiful round to sing. A lot of fun. Well, next up is an instrumental. I rarely play instrumentals on this show, and this includes Maura Smiley, and I've tried to figure out what instrument she's playing, and I can't. But I'm pretty sure it's a flute or something similar to that. And I've looked her up on Google, and it says that she's a musical polyglot and vocal shapeshifter. And she's been on a lot of films. She does background work. She just sings all over the place and different kinds of music and everything else. And I do wonder just what instrument she's playing on this piece. Anyway, I just heard this last night for the first time. It's called Air Tune, and it's played by Molly's Revenge with Maura Smiley. Now, maybe she has a voice in there or something. I don't know. Any case, this is an instrumental piece that I liked, which has Maura Smiley in it.
Thank you.
was Air Tune by Molly's Revenge with Maura Smiley. Now, I think I did hear a female voice in there occasionally, but I looked the group up, and they don't have anybody playing flute. Ah, they do, they do. There's a violinist, stringed instrument player who plays various instruments, and I do see someone playing flute. But I can't help but think that Maura Smiley was doing more than just the occasional humming. Any case, I enjoyed that. Just a sweet, sweet song. And, well, it's come to the end of our show, and we're running out of time. So, I want to tell you who we are and what we're doing. It's Harry Baya. I'm the host of Wombats and Music. Comes to you on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And it's our chance each week. It's my chance to play for you songs I love. And I will be back next week. And before I go, though, I want to give you my weekly encouragement, a blessing perhaps, and that is to ask you to join me in doing something that I do each week and love to do or try to do. This is kind of a mantra for me, and I use it again and again. I sometimes end letters with it or messages, and so I want to encourage you to do it with me. Please do. Let us celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.